You're listening to The Doc and the Guru, proudly brought to you by Infinity Media.
It's Gordon Miller. I'm the guru on the Doc and Guru podcast. I'm in the studio today on my own. The doc is off. He tells me he's working, but I think he's skiving off down to the coast on the beach somewhere. So we're chatting using the miracle of modern technology. We're kind of in the studio together, but not. So Doc, let's chat about it. Black Friday, it's almost time.
It's around the corner, Gordon. You know, the global shopping phenomenon that has certainly reached South African shores a few years back. So absolutely, let's chat all things shopping on Black Friday.
Okay, Doc, it's Black Friday. I'm the media guy. I've got to make your marketing dreams come true. Come clean with me, Doc. I mean, is this Black Friday thing the biggest hoax perpetrated by marketers in the last decade? Or not? Is it a fabulous idea?
Yeah, I think it probably works, Gordon. You know, people like to shop, and certainly if you look at the last few years, it's some of the chaos that it's caused in shopping malls physically face-to-face, and you look at some of the stats online, globally, I think it's a big phenomenon, a Western phenomenon, Black Friday. The other side of that is Singles Day in China that happened a few weeks back. And, I mean, Alibaba just set global records. I mean, it dwarfed what Black Friday does in America. So I think there is an element of consumerism globally as well as in South Africa.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, even in the USA, they've morphed from Black Friday to Black Friday plus the weekend plus Cyber Monday. So you can see the desperation to kind of string it out. But you mentioned the Alibaba case study. In the States, the Crimson Hexagon published a report in 2017, or I'm not sure if we should call them Kremlin Hexagon these days, given that Facebook, you know, found them playing with the Russians. But nevertheless, what they showed is that the overall social media engagement in the States has declined since 2012. The number of, you know, messages, and also the shifting, they measure the nuance between positive and negative comment. It's kind of shifting towards the negative. So I just raised the question in my mind as Black Friday really, and I'm looking at some of the stuff in the Sunday Times over the weekend, and bless them, Edgar's Beauty, you know, doing the normal thing. Their special for Christmas starts in October, okay, 18th of October. So, I mean, it's a bit like Movember, this Black Friday thing for me. It just seems to be a nebulous concept where retailers are trying to build on an existing platform. So the question in my mind is, are they building new revenue? Are they just kind of trying to maximize an existing retail plateau before Christmas?
Yeah, I think it is. And I think the challenge for all brands is to sell and to sell consistently. And certainly Black Friday has gone into Black Friday weekend and a bit longer. And I think you're right. I think, you know, in today's tough economic times, people are looking at eking out that extra bit of revenue. I still think, though, it does add to it. So, you know, I understand why they're doing it. I'm not always a huge fan of too much retail advertising. You know, I still think there's a place for great brand engagement and emotional hooks, whereas a lot of this stuff isn't. It's hit you over the head with a product and price. But I think there's a place for it. And so I certainly understand why they're doing it.
Yeah, and looking at the product and price, I mean, analyzing the Sunday Times, always a good indicator of retail activity. The loose inserts there, which, you know, outweigh the main body of the newspaper in the ratio of 4-1, which is another discussion for another day. But nevertheless, I mean, they had Xmas theme, so that's Clicks, Edgar's Beauty, Checkers Hyper, Dis-Chem. They had a summer theme, Mr. Price Home, a whole bunch of summer themes. In fact, the only person that I could discern at a glance that was promoting Black Friday was Nedbank, was offering me the chance to win 3,000 Rand if I opened a bank account, which really is counterintuitive in terms of the whole reputation around this remarkable day. And by the way, you're the doc on the show, so you've got all the background. Do you know what the derivation of Black Friday is as a term?
Yeah, I've read up on it, and some of it quite negative, you know, and around the whole sort of gold rush and stock market crash. And then, you know, there was the talk of the crowds and the swelling in Philadelphia.
That's the one I've got, yeah.
Yeah. So there are a few, you know, and I think that's probably the one that I certainly think the American historians look at and say that it's the start of Black Friday. As a shopping term.
And yeah, so I mean, I've got that date 1961, I think, is the first reference in Philadelphia after Thanksgiving Day. And in fact, it was a reference not to retailers getting into the black, you know, as some memes seem to suggest, but in actual fact, a reference to the traffic chaos that occurred on the Friday after Thanksgiving, mainly due to over-imbibing, sort of drinkers after Thanksgiving. Not, I suppose you can't really over-imbibe on turkey, so I'm assuming it's an alcohol-related derivation mm-hmm. term.
But I saw that as well, yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things which intrigues me is the nature of the claim. I mean, you know, if I go back again to that Crimson Hexagon report, what it showed quite clearly is an analysis of North America and Europe, that the degree of marking up prior to Black Friday was quite extraordinary. So the average Black Friday participant has an expectation of a discount somewhere between 20 and 30%. That's what they're in for. You know, they're not going to get off your couch unless it's 30%. But in actual fact, yeah. what they were able to do is to show that in something like 80% of the instances, the marker prior to Black Friday actually indicated you were at break even. So there's a lot of overclaiming, and it just makes me wonder whether we shouldn't be having a chat locally to the Advertising Regulatory Board, you know, the body that replaced the old ASA, and look into some of these claims. I mean, some of these claims are extraordinarily, sort of manufactured rather than factual.
Yeah, almost too good to be true.
Yeah, and there's a lovely one, Kalari Fires. I mean, they're offering a 2020 deal, 20%. Off your fireplace before 2020. And given that, you know, we're in the middle of a bloody heat wave, I mean, you know, would I be prepared to go and shop for a fireplace for 20% off rather than, you know, just wait for winter when it gets a bit chilly? I don't know. It just, there's a real evidence of people trying to cash in without actually having any real reason to cash in other than somebody said, look, it's Black Friday and plus Cyber Monday or Movember. I mean, it looks like Movember to me more than anything else.
Well, you know, I think one of the challenges, Gordon, is, it's just you and our view at this stage. Why don't we put it out, you know, to the general public and say, write in on Facebook, talk to us on LinkedIn, give us your comments and tell us whether you, as the general public, buy into Black Friday as a notion. Do you see through it as a fraud, as a fake, or do you think it's a real bargain?
Great idea. Yeah, let's get folks coming in and maybe, you know, uplift some of the information onto the Facebook page so that we can actually have a look at some of the examples and let's interrogate it. So we'd love to hear from people out there. Please join us on the Doc and Guru podcast. Please subscribe and bring us your points for discussion. It's something which has, you know, really captured the South African imagination. And we've seen again last year and the year before some really negative scenes in the retail kind of bricks and mortar space, and let's hope we don't see those again. So, you know, clearly it's, you know, there's an expectation, but you know, if you look at some of those scenes last year, you didn't see people rushing out with gigantic 84-inch HD, you know, TV sets. They were rushing out with toothpaste and nappies and things like that. So it just strikes me that we're not elevating the purchasing up to the top end. It's kind of hovering around the bottom. But yes, if there's anybody out there who'd like to share a case study and talk about return on investment from Black Friday / Cyber Monday, we'd love to hear from you.
And both sides, Gordon, not just the public, but if there are retailers out there who can put their point across with conviction, convince not only us, but the general public, well, then we welcome that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks, Doc. As always, good to chat with you about these issues. And we'll go into this in some depth after Black Friday, where we can really unpick the results in South Africa.
Wonderful, Gordon. We chat then.
Cheers, mate. Take it easy.
You're listening to The Doc and the Guru, proudly brought to you by Infinity Media.